Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. We are in the air. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast, and I am truly happy to welcome Axel Rudy Pell back to the show to talk about his new album, Sign of the Times. So, Axel, I'm happy to have you back on the show because love your music, and Friday, May 8th, we got Sign of the Times, so why don't you tell us about it?
Sure. Hi, Brett. How are you? I hope you're fine. So, what was the question again?
Sorry. Well, just Sign of the Times, obviously, the new album. So, let's talk about that. I mean, this is you've gone different lyric-wise.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, because, you know, we're living in different kind of times at the moment, you know, because of the fucking corona thing. Can I say fuck? No.
Absolutely, okay. You can.
So, Sign of the Times. You know, we're living in different times, just like I said. So, when you're going to have a look at the cover, you see a skull watch, and it's 2 minutes after midnight, you know, because I think it's a little bit too late to take care of things which normally should have been before, you know. So we have massive things going on in the world. We have religion wars. We have attacks in the street, you know. We have street fights. We have the climatic change on the planet. So most of the lyrics are concerning around these themes, you know, and that's the reason why the record is called Sign of the Times.
Well, and of course, I mean, it sounds fantastic because Johnny is always amazing, and I must say, like, Bobby Rondinelli's drums in this case are pounding.
Yes, because, you know, he's the fucking best drummer in the world. So he's really, both guys are amazing, you know, they're both Americans, you know, and they love to play and they love to sing, you know. Every musician in the band is really great on his own instrument, of course. So, but Bobby, you know, Bobby is he's a very nice guy. He's much easier to work with, and he knows exactly what he wants me to play. You know, nobody of my musicians are getting any demos from me before. You know, we're starting fresh from the top in the studio. So as soon as Bobby arrives, he says, "I have a listen to the first thing, you know, to the first track." And as soon as I played him the riff, you know, he said, "Well, I know exactly what you want me to play, baby." You know, and he started to drum, and it's always great. You know, we have so much fun, and he's a nice guy too. And Johnny is giving more than 100% every time, especially on this record. You know, he really liked all the songs. You know, he said, "Whoa, that's great! I love that melody line. That's cool. Yeah, let's go for it." So I love it.
Well, now, and so, of course, it must be very interesting right now because, I mean, everybody's stuck away. So what kind of things are you doing to kind of keep yourself active, motivated, and stuff like that? I mean, do you ever stop playing?
You know, sometimes I stop playing, you know, when I'm giving interviews, right? Right now I'm doing that, you know, so of course I just stop playing, you know. Normally I always did it. I never played the guitar every day for, let's say, 8 hours or something, because that would be boring to myself, you know, and the guitar doesn't like it either. No kidding. The thing is that when you're playing too much, you're playing the same shit all over, you know. When I pick up the guitar, and just after maybe 2 or 3 days, I play totally different kind of ideas can come into my mind, you know, and that keeps everything fresh and alive, you know. Sometimes I play just a bit for rehearsal, I say, "Wow, that's a cool riff," and always press the voice recorder off my cell phone, you know, say, "Oh, you know, just for remembering the things which I just played, you know." So I'm collecting ideas to write songs after a while. Yeah, that's great.
So then, do you think that this, I mean, how can what's happening right now not impact your songwriting, I guess?
Not at the moment. No. Because, you know, the record will be out, so I'm not in the period or thinking of the new record already, which will be out probably 2 or 3 years, I don't know. But, you know, I'm doing interviews, like I said. I will bring out an own fragrance line, which I created by myself too, probably this will happen at the end of the year or in the fall, I don't know. You know, I'm not doing not something really special at the moment. You know, I think 2 weeks ago I wrote and filmed and recorded an instrumental, which you can see on YouTube. You know, it's just like a little gimmick in between this fucking corona period and the release of the next album. You know, I don't want to give something to the fans. I recorded everything in my house. You know, I played the guitars, I played the bass, I played the keyboards, I put on the drum loop. It sounds a little I don't know. It sounds great.
Well, that's what matters, right? Is that it sounds great. So it's interesting. Like so just recently we were talking to a guitarist who was from East Germany, and he was telling us about when the wall came down and just how much, that impacted his music. So I'm wondering, like, from the other side of the coin, maybe, could you tell us if there was anything about that that impacted your music, or was it kind of business as usual for you?
No, it's just like business as usual. So sorry. Yes, because sometimes it's right, then the magic is right in the air, and you can feel it. There's something going around, and I'm sitting down then and I write. Sometimes nothing happens at all. But it doesn't have to do with special periods or eras we're living in at the moment. So it's just the magic has to be right in the air.
Because yeah, I mean it. I always find it so fascinating when we talk about songwriting, and especially when we talk about songwriting in different countries and stuff like that. And so then I guess when you're writing and when you're doing stuff like that, how about translating it to English, and do you think about things in English?
I write in English, believe me or not. It's not my mother language, but the songs I write, I'm not writing it in German and then translating it to English. That wouldn't make any sense because when I, first I have the melody of a song, with special syllables, and I write the lyrics around, and it has to be fit to that melody, of the vocals. I can't write it in German and then translate it to English. It wouldn't make sense because the words are longer or shorter or anything, so it's much different. So I'm thinking in English when I'm writing these lyrics, yeah.
So then, what kind of things do you listen to that kind of make you think about, like, just music wise? What do you listen to?
Normally, I don't listen much to music any longer, especially when I'm writing songs because it's just disturbing the creative process in my mind. When I listen to other things, I say, "Oh, that's cool. Maybe I can steal it or something." I never would do that. So I'm listening to, just put on the radio when I'm in my car, get some news and stuff. But I'm not listening to music any longer that much. Yeah.
So what kind of things do you do besides that to just to keep yourself occupied? Like, do you watch movies? Do you watch like, what kind of artistic endeavors are there that keep you kind of fulfilled?
I hang out with my wife and watching movies in the evening when all the work is done because I'm not only the guitar player, I have to be busy with interviews, I have to take care of all the Texas things, I have to do several phone calls concerning merchandise, so it's a lot of things to do during the day, so I'm never getting bored or anything like that, because I have so much work. So, and in the spare time, I'm rather watching movies with my wife, watching TV or whatever. Yeah, or hanging out at the restaurant with some friends, and yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I know we've talked about, now you of course being the guitarist, and you play the lead and rhythm and acoustic guitars, but so when you're playing live, like, we've talked to bassists and about being in the pocket and stuff like that. So, like, how is it live that you kind of recreate the sound of all the guitars? I mean, is that a concern, or does the keyboards kind of help out with that? Like, maybe tell about the structure of your band.
When I write, when I'm writing song, when I'm recording it, normally you write there a few guitars, that's not only one rhythm guitar, mostly there's only one lead guitar, of course, apart from a few fifth and third, which I play on top of that. But live it's the same thing, but you only hear one rhythm guitar, of course, because I can't play two at the same time, and I hate to have another guitar player with me on stage. I never would do that. So Ferdy, my keyboard player, actually follows my chords with his even it doesn't matter if it's a chord or just a little sound, which gets this makes the sound a bit fuller live, and of course when I play solo there's no rhythm guitar. Freddie's following my things and he's doing it perfect, so yeah.
Well, because, I mean, and again, I mean, you've managed to find an amazing band. So, I mean, and unfortunately, your live tour, which was supposed to start in May, I mean, I'm expecting that's being pushed off.
Yeah, you have to reschedule it, you know, because, you know, nobody's allowed to play any longer. So in Germany, every show is forbidden till the end of August, you know, that's for sure, yeah? So no festivals, no nothing, you know? No theaters, no nothing. You know, the next part of our tour will be in October, November. I'm not sure if we can even can do that because, you know, nobody knows if this fucking thing is over then, you know? Nobody knows. Otherwise, I have two Americans in the band. They're not allowed to leave the country, you know? So if they do, maybe it's allowed by that time. Maybe they have to be 2 weeks in quarantine. I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
So that's really ridiculous. Yeah, so I can't tell you about it at the moment. So the main part of the tour will change to next year, April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, I think it must be hard. Like, are you keeping in regular contact with everybody else in the band? You know, like, what are their what are their reactions to it?
You know, they're thinking about the same that I do. You know, they're sitting at home, you know, doing the things they have to do, but they can't move. You know, America is the same. You know, you probably can't go out, hang out in restaurants, eating some nice stuff with his friends because it's not allowed to. You know, so. He's played a little drums, I play guitar, everybody's at home doing what has to be done, but nothing special really, you know. We're in contact, you know, we have a WhatsApp, ARP band chat or whatever you call it, and we're sending news back and forth nearly every day, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll bet you're glad, though, that the album at least was finished prior to this, because this must have really, this would really put a, you know, make it harder to finish the album.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so I make three crosses on the wall and it was finished last year, you know, end of last year, beginning
yeah.
of this year. So yeah, that's great.
So now, of course, you've released so many wonderful albums. Now, your fans do have certain expectations. So I mean, do you think about the fans when you're recording? And like, and if so, like, what kind of things do you think about when it comes to pleasing them?
Normally, first of all, I have to say when I write a song, I'm thinking about myself. Is it true to myself? You know, sometimes I say, whoa, this riff or this idea is a little weird. I can't do it because I don't like it 100%, maybe only 90%. So how can I change it? No, it's not changeable, so I throw it away. So when it comes up to the fans, of course, I'm thinking about... you know, we're creating our own style. A few people say, oh, when you listen to one album, you know, every album. Well, that's fucking bullshit, you know, because on every record, we're trying something different. For example, on this record, the song Living in a Dream, it starts with a reggae part. You know, we never did any reggae before, you know, in the past. So it happened that this song actually was done. It started with a heavy rhythm guitar, and I sat down and I said, you know, it's the same like two or three other songs on the record, starting with a rhythm guitar. So what can I do? I just picked up the guitar and played a bit, and suddenly I say, whoa, I'm playing the reggae. It's just a sign from above. I don't know. So I wrote a reggae, you know, for the beginning. I think it was 1.5 minutes or nearly 2 minutes. And I told the others, hey, we got a reggae on the next album. Everybody was laughing. Yeah, come on, you're kidding us, you know. And as soon as it came to record, Bobby was the first to say, okay, then now let's go for the reggae. He looked at me and said, are you kidding? I said, I told you that we're doing a reggae. He said, I thought it was a joke when he left. And everybody had so much fun recording that reggae part, you know. That was great.
Well, those kind of things, yeah, they must be a lot of fun because it's just a little bit of difference. I mean, I even noticed, I mean, when I think about the opening for Bad Reputation, which is just so awesome. I mean, just what a great riff, and I do love hearing that. And so it seems like, I mean, even though I know that you can produce great riffs, it seems like it is just like a little bit different than something that you might have done before.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Absolutely. I'm very proud of that riff. You know, it happened by accident because I think it was last year. I think Bad Reputation was done very late last year. So I remember that I picked up the guitar and had this riff. But at first, it sounded different, like the one you hear on the record right now, because I said, whoa, that's a combination of a Bon Jovi and probably a little bit Tom Petty kind of thing. I say, what can I do with it, you know? And I changed it a bit. I changed the rhythm a bit, not the riff by itself. And I make it more ARP style, you know? And I love it. Yeah, it's great.
And then you also changed your co-producer and engineer for this album, too, which is totally different.
It's not the co-producer. It's only the engineer. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I produce everything by myself this time. Yeah, but this happened by accident, too. Normally, I had in mind to record with Charlie Bauer Find again. I asked him, you know, last year at the beginning, I think it was, and he said, "Axel, I would love to, but I can't because I'm booked for 4 or 5 months in the studio to produce a new album of Halloween, the German band Halloween." You know, say I can't do it. So he said, he mentioned himself, "What about Tommy Geiger? He's a great guy." I said, "I know Tommy because I worked with him. He did the mix for the last Live record, which came out last year. And of course, he mixed the 20th anniversary Live record a couple of years ago." And normally Charlie and Tommy are working as a team together, you know, and to record other bands like Halloween or Black Guardian and stuff, you know. And Tommy was free and asking, "What about doing a record?" He said, "Yeah, good idea." I wasn't sure about him because I never was working with him in the studio before, but it turned out to be really great, you know. I especially love the drum sound on the record. It's fantastic, I think, you know. So, yeah, I love him.
That's yeah. Great. No, and I agree. Like, the drum sound is amazing on the record. Yeah, because I just think, like, it must be so interesting. You have, like, kind of a shorthand, like the way you talk to somebody, just an understanding with somebody, and maybe just that adding a new person adds a little bit of spice to the mix, I guess.
You're right, exactly, yeah.
All right, well, I know we're nearing our time with you, so why don't you tell all the fans where they can find Sign of the Times and where they can find you.
Where they can find me in my hometown.
Yeah, I guess so.
You can find Sign of the Times all over the place, I hope. You know, it's available in every online store, as Amazon, for example. Where's it available? I don't know. I don't have a clue. So I don't know. On the internet, you can download it for free on any weird pages. I don't know. You can listen to it on Spotify or iTunes, I think, or whatever. Yeah.
All right. Well. So the new album is Sign of the Times. It's an awesome album, Axel. I love it. Like, it's
thank you so
it's
much.
So,
thank you.
It's different and a great addition to your discography. So, Axel, I love you as a guitarist, and I appreciate you coming on the show again. And all the best, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you very much, Brett. It was my pleasure. All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Bye. Right,
bye now.
Bye bye.
I was born.